when the camera's rolling. I like the danger in it. The heart pounds. It defies logic. It's thrilling to me.
The 55th big game is here, 55, and this game deserves a prize. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top sportsbook app, is giving all new customers a no-brainer of an offer.
To celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if one touchdown is scored on Sunday night. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled.
With double the cash, you'll be celebrating until next season. Don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge, with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs.
Everyone who enters the DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge gets an instant prize. So make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code SMOKE.
DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know about paydays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code SMOKE and get a chance at doubling your money if a touchdown scored in Sunday's game.
That's code SMOKE to get a shot at doubling your money in Sunday's season finale. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. All-Star game in Atlanta. Jack, I know you're out there right now. That's what the NBA is talking about. It would obviously be players, limited staff. Do you think the NBA can pull this off?
Hey, man. Atlanta's never been shut down.
Yeah, y'all don't give a fuck.
We got a low number on COVID. This is where you need to be. If the All-Star must go on, bring it to Wakanda. ATL, I'm ready.
It's Monday, February 1st, and this is what's burning. Jack, the Nets got stunned last night. Beal and Westbrook scored 6 points in 7 seconds to beat them in a high-scoring shootout. What were your thoughts about last game?
Hey, first of all, I knew when Bill was dribbling up that court with a good pace, I knew Bill was going to hit that shot. You know, you can't – on the road, you want to hang in games like that, but, you know what I'm saying, you want to try to not give them a chance to hit the last shot. And then they made a good play at the end. You know, Harris made a bad pass, a little bad communication between him and KD. But James Harden wasn't in this game. And for me, I look at it like this. It's good the Nets are losing these type of games, even with James Harden out now, because when it comes down to when it counts – they won't lose these games. So I'm looking at the bigger picture. It's a good win for the Wizards, but I'm glad it's also a good loss for the Nets because they won't lose these games coming towards the end of the season.
Yeah, obviously you want these games to happen earlier in the season. I just want to see more consistency with their big three. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. able to win when there's two of them. Like, I just want to continue to see those three be able to gel, although this is early, and all three of those guys are really high up there in minutes, so I understand they're taking nights off, and with that kind of talent, you can afford to do it. But their defense is horrendous right now. I think 25th right. in team defense last night, giving up 149 points in a regular season game to the worst team, or record-wise, to one of the worst teams in the league. So I think that's definitely something that needs to be addressed for this team. I know they're looking for some more frontline help, but defense, you know, this team could be as talented as they want on offense, but if they're giving up just as many points, it's going to be a struggle all season.
Facts.
Big win for Washington last night. It's been well documented that Beal is frustrated, but he's still going out there and playing every night. And another big thing, too, is Westbrook's been injured. I know he's had a bad quad. He's been struggling with the bad quad. He says he feels better now. Jack, can a win like this spark the Wizards?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big win for him. I know it's a game that especially Russ had on his calendar, you know, to play those guys. But – it has to build. They have a lot of work to do as for building that team to make Bill want to stay, to make him happy. You know, him and Russ can do that a lot of nights, and they still won't win. Bill is having a great year, and even the Nets was a bad defensive team. Bill's been scoring on everybody like that.
Right.
If they can get a little bit of help along with winning games like this, maybe it could change their season.
Can Bill and Westbrook carry this team? You know, they got a lot of young talent. Losing Thomas Bryant for the season was a big blow to their team. But you know what you're going to get from your stars night in, night out. What are you going to consistently get from the rest of the team? You know, they're last in the East, and I just wonder if they can use this as motivation to get head in the right direction.
Facts.
Weekend wins. Dame comes up big in Chicago. Down 5 with just under 9 seconds to go. Hits 2 clutch threes. 1 at the buzzer off a jump ball to win the game. Finishes with 44-9. Big game. Dame strikes again. What were your thoughts?
Well, the whole league is on notice now. As soon as Nurkic went down, they knew they was finna see Super Dame. It's going to be a lot of game winners. It's going to be a lot of 40, 50-point games. It's going to be a lot of pulling up from half court. Because Dame has to really step up, you know, with the big guy out. And Melo Roll is going to step up too. So, but Dame, be ready to see an MVP year from Dame. He really got to step up to get this team in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, this team is at the seventh spot right now, but it's a good sign that he's able to keep them afloat with CJ coming back, you know, in a handful of weeks, and Nurkic coming back. If they can stay within the race, you know, without two of their stars when they come back, they should be sitting good. So this is exciting. You know, obviously Dame is one of the best players in the league, one of the most clutch, if not the most clutch player in the league, and it's just beautiful to watch. You know what I mean? He does it the right way. He doesn't talk. He just goes out there and plays his ass off every night and hits big shots. Rockets with the fifth straight win. Wall and Oladipo building some strong chemistry. And Christian Wood is back. You know, the Rockets have been playing well of late. Jack, what are your thoughts on their team and their possibilities of getting in the playoffs?
Well, to me, they have a little bit of everything. You know, they have an all-star point guard in John Wall. They have an all-star two guard in Oladipo. Wood could be an all-star this year the way he's playing.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think he might make it. And we all know Boogie's an all-star. This is a playoff team to me, Matt. They got the right coach who's been around a long time, very smart. And you have guys now on this team that's buying in and that want to play. This team is a playoff team, and I think this team can only get better barring injury.
Yeah, I definitely think this team will benefit from the 7-10 playing game and scare people, you know, along with the guys you mentioned. You know, also, you know, solid best like P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon have been consistent for them. So once they get their chemistry and get a run with everyone healthy, excited to see what they can do. You know, the defense has been a lot better since James has left, and I think these guys have a chip on their shoulder, understanding the way the trade went down. It left a bad taste in people's mouth, and they're out here to prove points. And, you know, so far they've been doing it. So it's exciting to see them get the right footing, especially for our brother Coach Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Butler returns to the Heat with a very Jimmy Butler-esque performance, 30 points, 8 and 7. Although they're still reeling with injury, Jack, we both said this team only goes as far as Jimmy Butler will take them. Hopefully they can get healthy. What are your thoughts on Miami right now and where they stand in the Eastern Conference?
They got to get healthy. I mean, having Jimmy back is definitely a plus. You see they can have guys out and stand with games with Jimmy, but – when you look at the long-term picture, you need these guys to be healthy. The season is not as long as it normally is. So guys need to get healthy. They need to get on the same page and start playing well. You don't want to get to the bottom of the Eastern Conference and then come to the playoffs playing with these top seeds. So I think these guys need to get healthy, but having Jimmy back is definitely a plus and definitely a step in the right direction.
They are missing some key guys that would definitely be contributing this time. You know, Goran Dragic, Mo Harkless, and Avery Bradley. But this team goes as Jimmy goes, but this is going to be another situation, like we said with the last one, that the 7-10 could really benefit this team. You know, they took a fifth seed to the finals last year, upsetting some teams. So Miami's goal is just to get in, and they felt like they've dealt with the best of the best. They beat the best of the best. So they just need to get in and they can make something happen, but it's only going to happen if these guys, you know, continue to get healthy and they keep trying to push their way up to into contention. The 55th big game is here. 55. And this game deserves a prize. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top sportsbook app, is giving all new customers a no-brainer of an offer.
To celebrate football's finale, DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if one touchdown is scored on Sunday night. All it takes is for one touchdown to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled.
With double the cash, you'll be celebrating until next season. Don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge, with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs.
Everyone who enters the DraftKings Big Game Prediction Challenge gets an instant prize. So make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code SMOKE.
DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know about paydays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code SMOKE and get a chance at doubling your money if a touchdown scored in Sunday's game.
That's code SMOKE to get a shot at doubling your money in Sunday's season finale. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. AD proved to be the difference this weekend in the Lakers-Celtic matchup, 27-14, back to attacking and being the unstoppable force he is. For the Lakers to do what they want to do, he has to be this person. You know, a little less settling, more attacking and mixing it in. He looked great. What are your thoughts about this weekend's game?
Man, I said this a long time ago. AD is Tim Duncan on steroids. A lot of nights it's going to be like this where you just can't do anything with him. And a lot of nights he's going to be the reason they win a lot of games is because you have no answer for him. You can add Tatum and Brown to exile LeBron, but you have nothing to exile Anthony Davis. And he's going to do this a lot of teams. He's having a great year and one of the best defenders in the game.
Absolutely. Celtics, on the other hand, you know, Kemba's been struggling for a while. Marcus Smart goes down with luckily only a calf strain. He should be back in a couple weeks. Tatum and Brown, one of the best young duos in the game, no question about that. But they're going to need Kemba to step up, and they're going to have to find that big. You know, I thought Tristan Thompson was going to be able to help fill that void as far as on the defensive end, but, you know, we're going to have to keep seeing if that's going to work.
Bullshit!
Oh, you didn't believe that part, huh?
No, not at all.
In the week ahead, the Clippers at 16-5 have the best record in the league, facing the Nets and the Celtics. Clippers are playing well. Ty Lue has these guys all on the same page. Kawhi and Paul George are clicking. They got some depth. Jack, thoughts on the matchups coming up this week?
Man, this is probably a great week for basketball because you're seeing some duo matchups that we all been wanting to see. You see Paul George and Kawhi Leonard go against KD and James Harden.
And Kyrie.
You can't. Nah, Kyrie. There's nobody on the Clippers team can see Kyrie. We going 2-on-2. We going duo matchups. Then you got the Celtics. You got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George against Tatum and Brown. This is going to be some good matchups. You know, Kyrie not in this. We're not talking about Kyrie this week. We're talking about the 2 and 3 guard matchups. And all these guys are all-stars. So it's going to be great to see.
It's going to be some good basketball. I just love how the Clippers are playing. I think last year they were picked to possibly win a championship. They're not used to that kind of territory. They're used to being underdogs, so they're back where they're at now. No one's talking about them. Everyone is talking shit about them, if anything. So I think this is where they're more comfortable at. But we all know, you know, great regular seasons don't matter anymore for this team. It has to be done in the playoffs. But I just love the way they're playing, and I'm excited for them in the playoffs. They're definitely going to be scary. Also this week, Celtics head out west. As we mentioned, they play the Clippers. Also Golden State. We mentioned Marcus Smart is out for about 2 weeks with a calf strain. We got the two young stars. This is going to be a big test for Kemba. You know, obviously trying to get his footing back. We know that he needs to be that consistent third option for the men to really do anything. How are the Celtics coming into these matchups with these two teams on the West Coast?
It's going to be hard, man, because, you know, like you said, they're two stars, Tatum and Brown. We know they're going to come to play. But where's the supporting class? Where's the supporting cast? Where's the big man? Where's the rebounding? You know, and like you said, Kemba has to come in and be that third guy. He's not going to be able to fulfill the defense and the rebounding, but scoring, Kemba's known to make big shots at the right time. So they're definitely going to need his offense and his leadership. But a lot of those guys that's on that bench that's coming in, 7, 8 guys, y'all got to figure out and try to contribute to these guys because your stars can only do so much.
Well, I'm just looking forward to the stars. You know, like I said, obviously we know moving forward they're going to need that bench, but I'm excited just to see these young guys continuing to get better. You know, to me, they're possibly the best young tandem in the game, and every night on the floor is just beautiful to see how they work together, man. So bright future for them, but I agree the supporting cast has to step up, and that starts with Kemba Walker for this team to do what they're supposed to do in the Eastern Conference. Continuing with the look at the week ahead, we have the Lakers and Nuggets, two of the best passing bigs in the game. I call LeBron big just because he's big, but we all know he's a guard. But Joker, top 5 in the league in assists. LeBron's always been a great passer. These guys get their teams going by the way they're able to see the floor and get their team involved. What are your thoughts about this playoff rematch, Jack?
Well, like you said, it's going to be some nice passes. Joker and LeBron's, you know, best pass in the game, but Jokic has a little Marc Gasol in him. You know, the way he uses the body, the way he passes the ball. But I love watching the matchup with Jokic and Anthony Davis. Two of the best in the game. Both of these guys are trying to pick up from where they left off last year. AD a championship. Jokic came up a little short. But this matchup is always what I want to see. But Anthony Davis is just different, man. He's just different.
Mm-hmm. He's a monster. Obviously, Denver's hot, winning 7 of 10. And, you know, the matchup I'm kind of looking for is not one that's probably going to be talked about too much, but the Michael Porter and Kyle Kuzma matchup. I think Michael Porter is going to be a star in this league. He was out for a while, came back. Boy's a gunner. Kuzma's a gunner. And like I said, I don't think it's a matchup that's going to be talked about a lot, but I know both these guys are looking forward to it, so that's also going to be fun. So this should be a good matchup for us to enjoy. Also this week, the Warriors get to face a struggling Dallas Maverick team. I think we all had high expectations for this team, especially after what they did in the bubble, and they just haven't been able to live up to it. They've lost 5 straight, 8 out of 10. While the Warriors are steadily improving. Jack, thoughts on this matchup?
Warriors have vets. They have champions. They have a championship coaching staff. They know how to get through stuff when it's tough. Having Klay down, they can figure it out. They still can make the playoffs. So you never count the Warriors out. You just got to watch them. But on the flip side, the Mavs. This why we don't really listen to people who never played basketball. Because everybody come and talk about they're going to have a great season. Luka's going to win MVP, and they might fight for the Western Conference Championship. How could you think that is possible with the same team? Luka needs help. You can't expect Luka to do it all by himself. The unicorn can't stay healthy. He doesn't really have a good roster coming off the bench. You have a great coach in Rick Carlisle, but Luka needs a lot more help. And I knew that coming to the season. Luka's going to be great. He's going to dominate. He's going to get a million triple-doubles. But winning, I didn't see that happening.
Jack, I was one of those people that thought the Mavericks were going to be good and Luka might win a championship. Win MVP. I didn't think they'd make it out of the West by any means, but I definitely thought coming off what we saw last year that, you know, Luka was going to be able to step up. He was odds on favor to win MVP, but a lot comes with that. You know, the whole game plan is to stop Luka because there hasn't had much help this year. So when you only have to game for really one main star, it's going to make his life miserable. So he's still been able to put up the numbers. They're not able to get the wins. If they can turn this season around, I don't really know. Offense is 19th. Defense is 21st. It's just not looking good, but I agree. They need to make some changes and keep Porzingis healthy, and that's the only chance they possibly have. But right now, it's not looking good, and, you know, the Warriors are old and steady. Like you said, I think you made a great point. Championship pedigree, knowing how to weather the storm, that's something Dallas has never been through. The Warriors have been here before. So you're predicting, what, 2-0 for the Warriors this week against them?
I'll give them a split. Luka's that good to get a split.
Ooh, okay. Gotcha. Next segment, knowing your role. Jack, something we figured out and we're able to play a long time in the league. These next guys have done that perfectly to a T this year, starting with Clint Capella. Was injured early, but now he's at nearly 14 points and 15 rebounds a game, adding almost 2.5 blocks per game. He's found his role in Atlanta, and it's going to be big for them, I think, if they can keep him healthy and get everyone else on the team healthy.
Yeah, I think his role and the responsibility that was on him in Houston was too big for him. He wasn't ready for it. Yeah, he was able to catch a lot of lobs and get a lot of rebounds there, but just the pressure on him having to win with James, it was too much for him. He's in Atlanta now. He's back to playing free basketball. He's doing what he do well, rebound and catch lobs. And he's getting a lot of lobs from Trae Young. So this is a better fit for him. He's with guys his age, and he's with a younger team that's on the rise. I think it's a better fit for him.
Yeah, I like the outlook for Atlanta in the next couple of years. They got a good young core, so I'm excited to see what they can do in the future. Next up, Seth Curry, who's been a perfect fit in Philly with his father-in-law, Doc Rivers. He's at about 14 points a game, 54% from the field, and 51% from the three-point line. He's been that consistent, although struggled a little bit late. I expect him to find his footing, but he's been perfect to help Ben Simmons out a lot because he's someone that stretches the floor. They definitely needed shooting with the way Embiid has been playing. Seth has found a nice little role over here in Philly.
Yeah, I think Dallas, that's what Dallas is missing. Dallas is definitely missing him now. But not Ben Simmons not shooting and not having J.J. Redick, this is the guy you need. He can create his own shot. He's a knockdown shooter. He can do everything, and he's a tough kid. You know, he'll get out there and scrap on defense as well. And like you said, with having Joel Embiid, you need a guy like him. He's at home, like you said, he's with his father-in-law. You couldn't ask for a better situation.
Yeah, no, definitely great fit. Scrappy too. I like that you mentioned that because, you know, he kind of had to get it out the mud low key. You know, Steph was obviously highly acclaimed. It took Seth a while to find his footing, and I think he has that chip on his shoulder, and that definitely helps him on both ends of the floor. So I love the fit there in Philly, and looking to continue to see him do his thing out there. Last but not least, someone who's flown under the radar has been very steady, Serge Ibaka, averaging nearly 12.5 a game. 7 rebounds, a block and a half, shooting 52% from the field. He is a perfect complement to the Clippers' 2 superstars, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard.
A big reason why they're having a great start, man. Serge Ibaka is one of those guys who he can fit on almost any team because he's a great defender. I call him Serge Ibaka because he's gonna block a lot of shots. He's going to protect the basket, and he's going to stretch the offense. He can shoot threes, mid-range. Serge is bringing a lot of toughness to this team that they lost when they lost Montrezl Harrell. So I'm glad they got him, and he's going to be a big piece of this puzzle going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Consummate pro, you know, super vet, and he's found a nice little spot here in L.A. So Only another piece to make them stronger. Like, Clippers are going to be scary this year. Let's not talk about any kind of championship. Let's just talk about steady improvement and see what happens when the real lights are on.
And I remember Serge telling me when I played him, this is why I got respect with Serge. He's like, yeah, y'all talk all that stuff, but I'm a real rebel. I said, yeah, yeah, I believe that. Coming from the Congo, I believe that.
He's stupid. Super Bowl 55 this weekend, Jack. Sunday, legendary matchup. GOAT versus the baby GOAT. Bucks versus Chiefs. Who do you got?
It's always hard to go against Tom Brady, but I'm going for the young buck. You know, I want to see him go back to back. He's changed the game of football for quarterbacks, for black quarterbacks, and I'm just a Mahomes fan, man. We had Kelce on the show, and from having him on the show, you know, I became a fan of Kelce, so I'm really pushing for those two guys.
Super Bowl MVP last year, I see him repeating again this year. That Kelce. Mahomes' connection is lethal. Then also you throw in Tyreek Hill as well. This is a scary team, man. So it's going to be a fun game. Jack, this could possibly be a passing of the torch. You know, Tom Brady's getting up there, 43 years old. Still able to get his team to the Super Bowl. Mahomes is young. They're looking for back-to-back championships. This could possibly be a passing of the torch. Thoughts on that?
This the way it has to go. Even though Mahomes is the returning Super Bowl champion and Super Bowl MVP, he still is dethroning Tom Brady in this game, you know, by becoming back-to-back and knocking Brady off this throne of being the GOAT and the best quarterback in the NFL. Tom has done something amazing. Bringing the Buccaneers to the Super Bowl is amazing. A lot of quarterbacks couldn't even think about doing that. But it's Mahomes' time. Mahomes, boy, I'm rolling with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if they find a way, obviously Tampa Bay, I'm saying, to do what they do. You know, anytime you have Brady, Mike Evans, he has a lot of weapons around him
Gronk.
For the first time in a long time. Gronk, you know, hasn't been thrown too much, but came up big in the championship, NFC championship game. So it's going to be a great matchup, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Winding down with quick hitters, Jack, John Moran is back. He's been back three straight wins. Two of those have been double-doubles for him. Hats off for the Grizzlies for being able to stay afloat while he's out and Jackson is out. They're right in the middle of the pack still and looking to catch this rhythm and climb up. Thoughts on the young Memphis team and the fact that Morant is back and hasn't missed a beat?
Well, having a young team, having a lot of players that haven't really been around a lot, you got to give a lot of credit to this coach to keep these guys in tune to what's going on, to keep these guys focused and going out there and compete without their stars. Now you have one of your stars back. Now you're starting to win. So you got to give a lot of credit to this coach. But John Morant is a guy you must have. You know, explosive, one of the most explosive guards in the league. I'm a big fan of him, and I want to see him on the court. And when you got guys like that on the court, you're able to win games.
Yes. Morant is definitely much watched TV with his energy. But like I said, shout out to the guys that kept it afloat while the stars were down. And looking forward to Jaren Jackson coming back. We're not sure when that's going to be. But once he is and this team has, a full roster, it's going to be fun to see what they can do in that West because the West is tough. Jack, this Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown duo, as I mentioned earlier in the show, probably is the best young duo in the game. For those diehard Celtics fans, it kind of reminds me of the 1-2 punch that Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker used to bring. But these guys are on a whole nother level right now. They're playing out of their minds. Jaylen Brown's at 27 points a game. Tatum is at 26.8. The sky's the limit for these two.
Yeah, man, but they still need some help. Like you said earlier, these two kids are great. We don't even need to talk about how great these kids can be. You know, Danny Ainge did a great job of having patience with them, keeping these young guys together. And they can be the 1-2 punch to bring a championship back to Boston. But they still going to need some help. But these two guys, man, are special. You know, I'm glad Danny Ainge kept them together. This is must-see basketball every time they're on TV.
Absolutely. Love the Celtics. Love their young duo. Obviously, with Tatum being an all-star before, he should be an all-star again. And Jaylen Brown should definitely be a first-time all-star this year. He's playing out of his mind. He's been overlooked. If he doesn't get voted in, the coaches definitely got to do their job and make sure they put him in the game because this kid's been playing out of his mind. All-star game in Atlanta. Jack, I know you're out there right now. That's what the NBA is talking about. It would obviously be players, limited staff. Do you think the NBA can pull this off?
Hey, man, Atlanta's never been shut down.
Yeah, y'all don't give a fuck.
We got a low number on COVID. This is where you need to be. You know, I think the city has been open. We haven't shut down. You know, I've been out a couple times, and I've been safe. So If the All-Star must go on, bring it to Wakanda. ATL, I'm ready.
Hey, I mean, these guys are going to be in lockdown if this actually happens. They won't get to visit anything you're talking about right there. They probably have to stay in their hotel the whole time. But, you know, like I said, with safety first, I would love to see it. I think, one, because the games have been so competitive of late, and then I know Chris Paul is trying to get the proceeds to help HBCUs and some other causes. So I think the cause would be great. The games would be great. If safety can be upheld, I think it needs to happen. Off the top, Jack, let me get your five Eastern Conference starters off the top of your head.
Five Eastern Conference starters. Wow. Kyrie, Joel Embiid, Greek Freak, KD, and Bradley Beal.
Ooh, you snuck Beal in there. I got KD, I got Embiid, I got Bradley Beal, I got Giannis, and I got Tatum.
So we just off Tatum and Kyrie.
Yep, we switched them out. Yep. Western Conference, who you got?
I got Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and I'll have to throw Dame in there.
Ooh, all I'm going to do is I'm just going to switch Dame and Steph. I'm going to put Steph in there. But, you know, the Lakers and Clippers will hold down the first four, and then we just rotated guards. So that's all we did last thing, too. So, like I said, I hope they get a chance to see this. Like I said, the games have been very competitive. It's going to be for a great cause. So normally when the NBA wants to do something, they make it happen. So I'm looking forward to that that All-Star game in March. I might have to come out there and fuck with you.
Yes, sir.
Well, Jack, today's the first day of Black History Month, and there's snow all over the East Coast. Tell me what Black History Month means to you.
This month means a lot, but it depends on what history is being taught.
Talk to them.
I think it should be long. There's no reason that our history should be only a month, or should be represented or respected or praised only in a month when we do so much and we've done so much. So I'm not really hung up on Black History Month because I praise and honor our people all year round. So. But it's good. It's good to be acknowledged. It's good to see NBA stand up and really make a statement during this month. But it should be an all year round thing.
Yeah, I mean, you said exactly what I was going to say. This is something that shouldn't only be a month. But I'm just going to pivot to the NBA. The NBA has definitely tried to do their part in honoring this month. They do a great job at, you know, with alternate uniforms, shoes, messaging, donating. So big fan of what they're doing. But I completely agree. But you know, I think the world is shifting right now. I think we're going to start being honored a little bit more than just in the month of February. I think we're going to be starting being honored year-round like the rest of the world is honored, and I think that'll be a beautiful thing. Make sure you check us out on Showtime YouTube Basketball and the iHeart platform, Black Effects.
And lock in with us on Twitter at Show Basketball. Peace.
See y'all next week.